Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lykee, and how may I help you today?
What company is this?
So we're just a third party. What are you calling in about a charge on your account?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you'll just have to give me your information, and then I can pull the charge up and tell you what they're billing you for.
Okay. Hang on. Let me pull it back up.
No, I mean your information. What's your zip code?
Oh, 71075.
All right. What's your first and last name?
My name is Teresa Perkins.
All right. Another first name besides yours?
Or Johnny.
Okay. All right. And then verify your address for security purposes.
408 William Street, Spring Hill, Louisiana, 71075.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I do see you did. Did you sign it for a Wi-Fi booster for
$7.95? For $7, not $56.
Yeah, for $7, not $56.
All right, so this is what happened. I'm assuming your husband signed up for this. Okay, so whenever he signed up, it does tell you in the advertisement you pay $7.95 and you can get it for free, but in the terms and conditions, it tells you that's only for 3 days, and if you don't cancel it, you have to pay full price. So
now
he
what?
So if he didn't read the terms, he probably was just thinking it was the shipping, but that's what you
agreed
to. Yes, ma'am.
So that's not what I agreed to, so I want to cancel that.
Well, no, you have to agree to that. Otherwise, we're not going to process your order. I'm saying he just probably didn't read it to know that's what he agreed to. But I can cancel. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now,
as far as the charge, let's see what I can do for you. Now, as far as the charge, I can do a courtesy 35% refund.
Nope. Nope.
Now, all we were getting was the Wi-Fi booster. That was it.
Nope. Cancel the whole damn thing.
I want the whole thing canceled, and I'll call my bank, and I will dispute it.
Running a damn scam.
All right, so what I'll do, give me 1 second. I'm going to get you canceled. Let me see if I can get that refunded for you, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Just 1 second.
Get me a physical address. I'll go pay a visit. There was nothing in there about no goddamn term promotion. We had 3 days canceling. She hadn't done that.
All right, thank you for patiently waiting for me. So I did speak with my management team. They did say it's a one-time courtesy. We could refund that. But next time, make sure he's reading those terms. The information is listed there.
Never be a next time.
All right, there won't be a next time. I won't do this no more.
No, you're fine. Trust me, you're not the only one. Nobody reads the information. Give me 1 second. No, you can go ahead. What were you about to say? I'm just doing the account for you.
I just... like to get my refund back.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. That's fine. Give me 1 second.
Lord.
I'm just getting everything notated for you. Just 1 moment.
Okay.
All right, so I did go ahead and get that canceled out for you. That will take the packet. Maybe today I did go ahead and refund the $56.95. I will
Okay.
No, ma'am,
that's it.
All right, well, I'm glad I was able to assist you. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.